would ask or think or understand. And you're only going to receive it by faith anyway. One of my favorite verses of Scripture, the 63rd Psalm, 5th verse. It says this, my soul, in the Hebrew, that's nephesh, it means life. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips as I remember you on my bed and meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore I will live in the shelter or shadow of your wings rejoicing. That's exactly what, quote, the word of God says. Your life is satisfied. Your physical life is satisfied out from this. And we're still in just the 12th verse. We're still on one verse, right? And is discerning. Tried to find another way to say that. First of all, it's being used as an adjective. Discerning. Y'all know what discerning is? To tell one thing from another. That's good. Judge. Perceiving. Kritikos. Some translations say able to judge. It's hard. The picture of the word is very simple, but it's hard to describe. You perceive, you're looking at something, and in looking at it, you're coming to understand it. Again, that's kind of like perception. You're coming to understand what it is, what it will do, what it won't do, why it's there. You're discerning these things as you look at it and consider it. Says that this word also gets to the point of discerning the enthymesis. This word literally means in, you can hear the contained in. Thymesis is referring to passion. It is literally with passion or passion within. It's defined as the emotional force driving your actions. Okay? An emotional force that drives your actions. We call that what motivates you. The best definition for this word that we're looking for, that the word gets all the way down to, it gets down into the motivations and enoia. Deanoia is true thoughts, right? It's describing your mind, deanoia, that seat of your deep thoughts and meditations, right? Okay, enoia means to be contained in thoughts. So you're thinking, you've arrived at a thought, contained in that thought will be what you intend to do. And that's the definition of this word. So what you have here that this word does, aside from making plain which is spirit and which is soul, and talking about the life of the spirit of breath that's in you, and that emotional life that's in you, and the physical life that's in you, it's also describing the mental life that's in you that makes you work. And so these two words, when you put them together, you hear something that I've told you for years, that in the Hebrew teaching, the heart, cardia, was the seat of the what? Intentions and motivations. Those are the exact words written here by the writer of Hebrews. The intentions and motivations, put motivations first here, the motivations and intentions of the heart. So now you got everything. You got emotions, physical life, spiritual life, and then you got even that part of you that we call heart that makes you function through all of that stuff, your motivations and intentions that come out from your thoughts. All of this, this word of God that's energized, deals with. You get this? It's not about church. It's about life. It's about living in the kingdom of God. And all of this stuff is being pointed out right here in one verse. The word of God, the plan, logos, the plan, purpose, desire, intent, the blueprint of God deals with every single facet of your life and your body. There is no thing, say no thing, there is nothing left out. This word of God deals with every single facet, every area, every part of your life. 13th verse. And there is no katesis. Ooh, katesis is the way it reads. Katesis is an interesting word. We've seen it in different places before. Sometimes it's translated creature. Sometimes it's translated creation. When it's used as creature, it's used for like the old man or the new man. The word supposedly literally means that which was created from the beginning. That's why sometimes it's translated creation, and sometimes it's translated creature, that which is created. When you look at this, there is nothing, there's nothing created that is hidden in a pious before his eyes. We just went through every one of the list, right? Everything in your life, all that you are created to be, the word of God deals with, there is nothing. This is the emphasis that the writer is putting here. There is nothing hidden before his eyes. Rather, all things are naked and exposed in his sight. That's simple enough, right? But then you have a thing here. You have pros, han, hemen, logos. What's that show where you get to call your friend? You know, remember that years ago? I never watched it, but he always talked, you know, it was crazy. Yeah, I even called a couple friends here that are knowledgeable in the language and said, I don't get it. Because most translations will say, for instance, King James says, with him whom we have to do.